Two Moab area residents are dead after an industrial accident at the Intrepid Potash Mine Saturday. Russell Hellquist and Matthew Johnston were electrocuted when the industrial equipment they were operating touched a power line, according to the San Juan County Sheriff's Office. A third man, Arthur Seacrest, was found unconscious but breathing and transferred to the University of Utah Burn Center. Seacrest was last reported in critical condition. Intrepid representatives told the Deseret News that the cause of the accident is under investigation and that operations at the mine have been suspended. Intrepid manufactures fertilizer and is the country's largest producer of potassium chloride. A number of agencies responded to the scene on State Route 279, including the Grand County and San Juan County Sheriff's Offices, the Moab City Police Department, Moab Valley Fire Department, Classic Air Medical, and Grand County Emergency Medical Services. Grand County EMS Director Andy Smith described a very active situation on Saturday when first responders arrived.
Our first arriving supervisor was on scene within 16 minutes of being dispatched, and that time the power, there was some danger still on scene. We didn't know if the power had been shut off, and the construction equipment that they were using was on fire, and that was causing a hazard as well. And so it was a very active scene still when responders got there.
Accidents and fatalities uniquely affect a small town like Moab. Smith says some law enforcement officers who responded Saturday were related to the individuals, and several of the responding paramedics and EMTs also knew them personally. Smith described the men as well-known and respected in the community.
Despite what people think or would like to think, Moab is still a very small town. You know, I've only been here 7 years and knew of all three of these individuals, and one of them pretty well personally knew him. When you get a larger incident where there's just many people involved and all from the community, I think the whole community suffers.
Grand County EMS expressed gratitude to all first responders and offered their hearts and prayers to all those affected by the incident.